Now we are at the two dots, roughly 10 lines down, on page, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We had said in the previous Amud that, and even from the Mishnah we talked about, how there were three watches in the night, three Ashmuros in the night. But then we actually asked, does Rabbi Eliezer hold that there are three? Maybe we entertain the possibility there could be four. So now we're going to discuss that point, about how many Ashmuros watches there are in the night, shiftings of the angelic guard. So, it says, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Arba Mishmoros Havi Alayla, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, holds, there are four different watches in the night. Not really like we set up to now, but four. And Rabbi Nasan, Omer Shlosha, he says, no, there are just three. So it's Machlokas Tanaim, how many different Ashmuros there are in the night. So, now my time with Rabbi Nasan, and Rabbi Nasan said three, and that's how we said we're going, like, and that's how Halacha goes, we saw in the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch. But what's his reasoning? What's his proof? Dechsiv, because it says in the pasuk, Vayovo Gidon, this is in Shoftim. Gidon was coming to make a war now, stuck up at night. Umea ish asher ito, and there are 100 men with him. Ubekitzeh ma'achne rosh ashmuros hatichona. He showed up at the edge of the enemy camp at the beginning, the rosh ashmuros of the watch hatichona, the middle watch, tichona, the middle. So you see, if he's coming in the middle watch, and the bright, and we know. Tana, we know in Brisa, Ein Tichona, the word Tichona, by middle, can never apply Elish Yesh Lefanel Afara, unless you have something before and afterwards. So obviously, you have a watch before, you have a watch after, you have a watch in the middle. That was when Gideon went on. So you see, how many is that? Three, obviously, right? It's simple. The Rebbe, so what's with Rebbe? Rebbe said there are four. My Tichona, how will you understand the pasuk about Gideon coming in the middle watch? If he's got four, which is the middle? There are four. So, he says, Achas Minet Tichonos Sheba Tichonos. He says, what's the big deal? Just, it's one of the middle ones in the middle. In other words, this middle doesn't necessarily mean that it's exactly even on both sides. You know, there's like, there's the first, the last, and the ones in the middle. So the two ones in the middle. And it's one of the two middle ones. Rav Nasan, Mix will respond back to him, wait a second. Mixiv Tichona, Shibet Tichonos, does it say like the middle one of the two middle ones? No, Tichona Ksiv. It says, and actually the Pasuk says Hat Tichona. I don't know why the Gemara left out the hay, but it's more compelling. The Pasuk itself said Hat Tichona, the middle watch. So no, Rav Nasan is, you can't wiggle out of this one. Obviously, it's one, not two. Fine. Now, my time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold there are four? What's his scriptural support for it? Amr of Zreka, Amr of Ami, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, that's who said it. Because of Echad Omer, one pasuk, this is in both these pasuk are going to come from that very long Kapitel Tehillim, Kuf Yates. So one pasuk over there says, Chatzos Laila Akum, at midnight I get up, Lahodos Lach, to praise you, Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha, for your righteous Mishpatim, laws. So you see there what? That he gets up at Chatzos, midnight. Uksuv Echad Omer, another pasuk says, this is in the same Kipitel Tehillim, a few lines later, whatever, a number of lines later, whatever, it's in Pasuk Kufim Ches. Kidmu Einai Ashmuros. My eyes get up early, you know, two Ashmuros. Ashmuros means it's plural. Not Ashmuros, but Ashmuros. So there are multiple Ashmuros. Now, that's the Pasuk HaKetzad. Rebbe says, how you could possibly have, if you get to midnight, and that's multiple Ashmuros early, obviously it can't just be in the middle of one, there must be four. Two before and two afterwards. HaKetzad. Arba Mishmuros Havi Alala. Simple, you got four. You get to midnight, there are two still to go. That's Pasha, right? So what's Rav Nasan going to answer that? So we have two approaches. The first one is this. Rav Nasan Savar. La. He holds Rabbi Yeshua. Like he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. This non Rabbi Yeshua will say later on in our very parak, Rabbi Yeshua says that when can you say Kriya Shema? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shaos. You can say Kriya Shema until the end of the third hour of the day. Even though Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to say it. By sunrise, that's the chachila. But Rabbi Yeshua says you can rely on going even to the third hour. Why? Shechen derech malachim. I think the Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, says b'nei malachim in our girsa. But it's a derech of malachim, the way of royalty, lama b'shalashos, to get up at in the third hour of the day. So, what's Rav Nasan saying? He says, listen, the pasuk said ashmuros. He gets up. The David gets up. Kadmu einai ashmuros. His eyes get up, you know, preceding multiple ashmuros. So Rav Nasan says, listen, the pasuk isn't talking about technical number of ashmuros. That's not the point. The point is how early David gets up. So he says, listen, how long is a Nashmura? Nashmura is 4 hours, because Rebbe holds, sorry, that Rav Nassim holds that there's three of them in the night. So if they're three in the night, each one's four, so total 12 hours at nighttime. So that means David's saying he gets up twice as many as that. He gets up 8 hours early. So if he gets up at midnight, that means he's got 6 more hours of night to go, right? Plus, although the king's getting up in the third hour, so he's getting up, he got up also before that, so they did 2 hours that he should be sleeping more. So while other kings sleep 6 more hours a night for midnight and 2 more hours a day before they start getting up, a total of 8 hours, David Melech was up all that time. So he's saying, I got up, you know, 2 Ashmuros early, meaning I got up 8 hours early. That's the math, right? Shis Delilah, 6 hours of the nighttime, Vatarta the Yamama, and 2 hours of the daytime. Havluhu Shtei Mishuros. That's equal, the equivalent of 2 whole Ashmuros. 8 hours, right? 2 times 4 is 8. So that's simple. That's what Rebbe says, or Rav Nassim says to Rebbe. A second answer. Rav Ashi says, come on. Can you give him a little more leniency than that, a little more, you know, poetic license and tell him, right? Mishmora Paga Nami Mishmoros Karulahu. You can also call 1.5 watches also Mishmoros in plural. What do you want to say already? I get up 1.5 hours before. He said Ashmuros in plural. And just like in English, you'd say 1.5 watches plural. So 1.5, he got up 1.5 watches early. Use the plural, Ashmuros. What do you want from the Seder? And we know, we saw that the halacha brings down that there are 3 watches in the night. Like Rav Nassim.